Tonight's Shir Siman Nun Hey, Se'if Vov Zayin Ches and Tes. Se'if Vov. Vim Hischel Echod Meho Asor Le Hispalel Levado, Vin Yochel Anos Imohem. We're dealing with the Kaddish before Baruch Hu, after Yishtabach. And one of the minyan, of exactly a minyan, and one of them is ahead, and he starts to want to answer. He's not going to answer. Oh, shehu yashen, or he falls asleep. He's not going to answer. Afilu hachi mitzdarif imahem. Nonetheless, he's mitzdarif, and you can say the kaddish. Mishtabura sefkatan lamed beis. Echad mei asar, one of the ten. V'hu adin yosem yechad. Even if two of them, it doesn't have to be one. It can be more than one. Ubavad she yisharu rubam she ein mispalim shmona esrei. As long as the majority of the minyan isn't davening shmona esrei, v'yichom la'anos imam and can answer. So even if I have six who are answering and four who are predisposed because they start shmona esrei ahead, you could still say the kaddish, knowing that those four are not answering. This is where we get this idea that for Chazoras HaShatz, all you need are six to respond. They draw a parallel that if all I need are six to respond to Kaddish, then all I need are six to say Chazoras HaShatz also. And this is pointed out in the notes on the side, and not everyone agrees to that. Not everyone agrees to make this connection. But this is where it comes from. The Mishnah Berurah continues, v'yesh machmirin v'yosem echad. Others say, no, one is all you get. If two people already started Shmoneh Esrei, then you can't say the Kaddish. You need nine who are answering. U'b'yashen, as far as sleeping, v'vaday ein l'tzaref afilu b'mokom ha'dachak b'yosem echad. There's no question, we're not going to allow two people sleeping to make up our minyan, even b'mokom ha'dachak. Ki b'lav ha'chi yesh ha'vi poskim ha'machmirin b'yashen u'kul kameh. Because anyway, there are many poskim who disagree with the whole psak of one person sleeping. So there's no leniency for two people sleeping.
What's the svara for one being sleeping considered present?
Because he is. The Shekhinah is there. When you have 10 people, the Shekhinah comes. So he's there. Shekhinah is there. The requirement is for a minyan to bring the Shekhinah. So you can say Darash Kedusha. So he's there. He's in the room. Siv Katan Lama Gimel. O Shehu Yoshein, or he's sleeping. I am the Prima Godim Shakas. If you look at Prima Godim, he writes, "Do Adinu Inin Zimun Asara." This is true for a Zimun with 10. Gam came the same thing. Yashin Mitzdarif L'Das Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch would say a sleeping person at the table is part of the Mezumin. Kamalin Tefillah, the same way by Tefillah. Or the Nekriyas Atayra on the Sias Kepayim Tzorachin. Not clear would this be good enough for laning and for duchening.
Why wouldn't they just wake him up?
They'll try. Achla in Kriyas HaMegillah, when it comes to Megillah lading, Bevadai Ein HaYoshein Mitzdarif La'Asor L'Kliyom. Everyone agrees that someone sleeping is not part of the minyan. Debe Megillah Boy Asor L'Fu Minsuminisa. For Megillah, we want 10 for Pirsuminisa. Ubi Yoshein Lekapirsa. There is no Pirsuminisa when he's sleeping. Now, he doesn't spell it out. La'halocha, one can lane on Purim without a minyan. You don't need a minyan to be as a Megillah. But if you are from a Mukav Chayma city that's reading Shalom Bizmana, when Purim comes out on Chutz La'aretz or the other place, your Dal's on Friday, and Tesvav is on Shabbos, and then the B'nai Tesvav lane Shalom Bizmana on Friday, there's a requirement. You have to have a minyan. There they have to have 10 Pesuminisa. So if one of the 10 was sleeping, that will not work. Sifkal Lamadal Mitzdarif Imohem. So he's Mitzdarif. The Bekol Asara Shehem Gedolim Shekhinah Shar B'nei. Whenever you have 10 adult Yidden, the Shekhinah resides among them. The V'nikdashti B'soch B'nei Yisrael Kareena B'hu. We apply to this group V'nikdashti B'soch B'nei Yisrael. V'lo Dami L'Katan. This isn't like a child alive by Kedusha who's not holding by Kedusha. V'ayin B'taz. Look in the Taz. He disagrees on the sleeping person. He agrees if someone said Shmoneh Esrei and he starts Shmoneh Esrei, he can't answer. That's still okay for the minyan. But he disagrees as far as someone sleeping. And the Taz holds the Ein Mitzdarif that a sleeping person does not make the minyan. Pichodosh agrees with Taz. The Yashin Choshev Kishayte. If he's sleeping, he's like an imbecile. Ayin Shom, look over there. He doesn't count.
An imbecile is still a guy.
Right. But Shayte, like a cotton. He's not. Yeah. He's not Shach to Kedusha. Al ken echad chila bevad yitzarech lahakitzai. So echad chila, wake him up. Vakaponim le'oiro shim misnaim, or at least get him awake enough that he's misnaim name. Vayim ber alocha, look in ber alocha. So of course you try to wake him up. The problem is he doesn't want to wake up. So then you have, it's a little more difficult. That's when you have the shalom. Se'iv zayin. Kishe echad mispalo levada. If a person is davening by himself, the proper thing is for the rest to wait to say the Kaddish till he finishes, in order that he should also have the zechus of responding to the Kaddish, even though he just finished saying in Se'iv Vav, that he's part of the minyan for the Kaddish, regardless if he can't answer, it doesn't make a difference. But still, it's kedai to wait to mezaken. So Mishnah Berurah says, this means even if there's 10 without him, I don't even need him for the minyan. But you mezakeh him, so let's wait. Let's wait so he can also answer. Sifkar lama vav achi until he finishes. V'hu hadin b'yashen. So the same thing is true if he's sleeping. Tzarech l'akitzo. So let's get him up so he should have the zechus of answering. From the rotz lama, but if he refuses, he doesn't want to get up. And tzarech l'amtim, we don't have to wait. L'dasa shochanar kon to shochanar. When we staff, and he can even be part of the minyan. But others disagree. So why are we going to wait for him? We don't need him for the minyan even. That he should have the zechus of answering. That this only works if there's still time to daven. So let's go back again. We're dealing with the Kaddish after Yishtabach. So they want to start the Kaddish, Baruch Hu, Berachos Kriyishma. Someone is davening by himself. So let's wait for him so he can answer the Kaddish too. But not if I'm going to miss my Kriyishma. We're not going to wait. You can't tell me that. So only if you're not going to miss, there's not plenty of time to daven, are we going to wait. The problem is, no one waits. So what's pshat in this whole halacha?
Correct.
So if you take a look in the notes on the sides, he brings that the Mishnah Berurah says in Kuf Chav Dalad that we don't wait for Yechidim who are Marich because of Tirchud HaTzibur. We don't wait. If there are individuals who are Marich, we don't wait. Tirchud HaTzibur. So the Chayr is a seeming contradiction. So they give a teretz that if he's Marich extensively, that's, we don't wait. If it's not more extensively, we do, but how do you qualify? So it brings a fascinating answer from Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld. Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld said, over here, we're talking about Mincha. We're talking about Mincha. So people are busy with work. So maybe we can wait. But later on, for Shacharis, no one's waiting for Shacharis. Everyone's got to get to work. Tirchud HaTzibur. That's his chilek. To me, the Mishnah Berurah about Mincha is very odd. Like, we're not talking, we're talking about the Kaz by Yishtach HaPashtus.
Do we get all the same rule with Bet Yochid is the Rav or Moira Dorah?
That's what he says later on. He says later on, you wait for the Av based and the Star Chazos HaShatz. Once he's done, he's done. You're not going to wait for anyone else after that. So the idea that we'll wait to mezakeh him, it's got to be a special circumstance that no one's going anywhere. Everyone has all the time. There's no Tirchud HaTzibur. He's not Marachir Semidai. Something like that. You have to come up with some scenario. Because the Pashat Halach is we don't wait. It's Tirchud HaTzibur. Se'iv Ches. Cheresh HaMedaber Ve'eno Shomea. One who cannot hear, but he can speak. O Shomea Ve'eno Medaber. Or he can hear, but he can't speak. Henke Pikchen U'Mitzdarfim. They're like healthy people. They're Mitzdarf to the minyan. Al Misha Enu Shemeve Enu Medaba, one who cannot hear or speak, a deaf mute. Hari Huka Shoyta V'Katan. The Halach, we treat him like a Shoyta and a Katan, and he's not Mitzdarf to the minyan. Mishtabur Sif Katan Lam Ches Chesh Medaba. He's deaf, but he can speak. V'Daz HaTaz HaKamam B'Sim Kufchav Dalet Se'if Katan Beis. The Taz, later Kufchav Dalet says, She'en Mitzarfin L'Minyan Misha Enu Shemeya. We do not incorporate to a minyan one who cannot hear. Even though he can't speak. He has no idea when to answer Amen. If he can't hear the brachas, he can't answer Amen. How can he mitzdarf? But many agree with the Psach Shulchan Aruch. That doesn't make a difference. He can mitzdarf. If he's mechavin to the brachas, he sees when people are saying Amen. It's no different than waving the flags in the shul of Alexandria. So we can understand when the Sheikh Tzibur ends the bracha, even if he can't hear it. But ono amen, and he can answer amen. Mitzdarf l'kuliyamo, so everyone agrees in such a person, he's mitzdarf. Even the Taz would agree he can mitzdarf. So if test. L'oilam hu katan, atshiyavi shtei se'aros, achashiyah ben yidgimus v'yom echad. He is a child until he brings two sa'aris, two hairs, after he turns 13, on the day of his birthday, ushnasa ibur, in a case of a leap year, bas yud gimel chodesh, then it will be 13 months. Mishtabur sif kod lamates, shtei sa'aris, two hairs, umekomon, the location of these hairs, vishir gadlusan, and the size of the hair, buvor be'evene ezer simen kuflin hei, sif yud zayin v'ches, is clarified in evene ezer simen kuflin hei. Sifkad mem acha sheyihya. It only counts when he turns 13. Shekain kiblu chazal. This is a maser we have from our chazal halach l'mosh misinai. Shlo yikare hazocher ish ad sheyishlamu lo yugimel shana. That a child becomes a man if it's a boy when he turns 13. V'yavigam kain shtei saros, and he has two hairs. V'hu mechal kol hashiurin. It's like any other shir that we have Mesira, that this halach mesh mesinai, kazayis, revius. So this is another shir. The shir is 13 with two saras. However, we hold that once he's 13, there's a chazaka, there's an assumption we make that he has saras. Therefore, even if we examine and don't see two hairs, we're concerned maybe they were there but fell off. It's very common for these hairs to fall off, to shed, sometimes because of weakness, sometimes because too fat. But we don't rely on this chazaka too much or entirely. It really becomes a suffix for us. So by things that are in a Torah we are strict. We do abundant the cooler by things that are abundant. We are lenient. V'ayin l'kaman simen kufzai tes morgan avram simen sifkot and zayin. Look later in kufzai tes sifkot and zayin in the morgan avram tzorch in katzas. So it needs some clarification. V'ayin l'el b'sifkot lam and alf. Mashak samad shom b'shem prima god. Look back in sifkot lam and alf. We quote from the prima god. Sifkot mem alf. Ben yud gimel shana. V'aviv mehemen alzeh. Who do we trust to tell us his age? His father. His father is Naaman to tell us how old he is. V'lo ish acher, nobody else. Kenisa mekedushin samachdal aman alach betoisus yamaskal Naaman. This is mefurish and toisus in kedushin. Ve'im meis aviv ve'eli yodeh emasaynase ben yigimel shana. If the father died, and we don't know when he's by mitzvah, l'chayra dinahu demikivan shevish desaris chayr lizayr ben mitzvah satarik din shar gadol. L'chayra, once he brings two Cyrus, we're going to have to assume that he's a gadol. The sveka d'iraisu va'ayin. It's a safi d'iraisu and needs examination. So, according to the way the Mishnah Berurah brings it, if the father doesn't give us edus, we taka don't know. We don't know, and the only way we'll make a determination is if he brings Cyrus, so then that's going to be good enough. So he brings over here in the notes, let's just put them in the back. Let's say it's written down, like a birth certificate. He says, if it's written down, it has to be the father's ksav yad. But ksav shal odom acher lo moel. Anyone else's signature doesn't help. It's the father's edus that has to be edus. What about the child who walks into shul? Are you bar mitzvah? Yeah, I'm bar mitzvah. Do we believe him? So he brings the Kaf HaChayim in the name of the Sidur Beis Oved. that we're not relying on him. We don't rely on a kid who says he's bar mitzvah. But if the nar is meyushev b'daito v'yari Hashem, stama hayu neman. So, on the surface, why would you trust the kid to say he's bar mitzvah? But if you see indications that he is mature, then we would accept his aid. The standard brings up Shlomo Zalman held this way, you can rely on him, because it's also the hiskalos. The kid's not going to lie. His father will find out and scream at him. We're not going to think the kid's lying. He'll be caught in the lie if he's playing games.
Oh, he still wouldn't let land Parshas Zachor.
Oh, no. And he then says at the end of Mizmanenu, every kid knows his birthday. And all people do not know their birthdays. Today they know their birthdays. But it's interesting. The child's Na'amonis, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, is based on the fact that the father's going to give him over the head if he's lying. Sifkat and Membez. V'yom Echad. The lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is Ben Yud Gimel v'yom Echad. What's v'yom Echad? Lav dafki, it doesn't mean 13 in a day. El kimet shenichnas techilas hayom ishnas yudad. As soon as you enter into the 14th year, v'afilu shal achas, even 1 hour, v'afilu rega achas, even 1 moment, sagi, that is sufficient. V'afilu noel b'soif yom Hashanah, even if he's born at the end of Rosh Hashanah, kimet shidayin hu vada yom, if it's certainly still daytime, before sunset, nase ben yud gimel shonah b'tchilas leil Rosh Hashanah shishnas yudad, he'll become bar mitzvah at the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, the evening of his 14th year. V'mhoye ben ha-shmashos, let's say he's born ben ha-shmashos during twilight. His birth is between sunset and stars coming out. We're not sure is it day or night. Daininole the suffix, we have to assume it's a doubt. Vazlin l'chumra b'chol davar shemidiraisa. So whatever is midiraisa, we're going to go l'chumra. If Parsha Zachar is the day before the first of the 2 days, we'll not let him lay. As far as wearing tefillin, he's mechuyev in tefillin. As whatever, it's chumra both ways. So ask Akasha, when's my bo bayom? When is the bo bayom? So ask Shevet Alevi. Vavos Zichron Vocha said, the bo bayom is the first day. Why? Because the whole simcha of the bo bayom is the day that you're nichlas lemitzvahs. He's nichlas lemitzvah on the first day, because it's a sofik. Misafik, he's nichlas lemitzvahs. That's the simcha. The simcha is the first day. You would think it's the second day, because the second day is Vaday, right? You would say the second day is the Vaday. He says, no, I'm a chuyv mitzvah the first day. Mitzat Safik, I'm a chuyv mitzvah. So you make the simcha on the first day. Zigzag the Bevozos.